Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, once again, we're here with our show, and I have a question. I know the answer, but a lot of the people listening may not know. You're not doing this radio show for money, are you?
No, sir. No, Roy, we're not. This is a show that we're doing to lift up Jesus Christ. We don't get paid anything. We don't get any compensation from the garden. We neither Sherry or I or any of our family. We are doing this as a gift of love, and we are donors. We're not being paid in any capacity. And God just said to do this, and by the grace of God, through the sale of my artwork as a professional artist, I've been able to do this show, and we just our motive is because we want to share the love of Jesus Christ with people, and right here at Christmas time, we just want to let people know how really good He is, and that's why we'll talk for free, you know.
So well, every week we've started doing a miracle of the week, and this week is no exception. So if you would share the miracle of the week with our listeners.
Well, you know, we've been building this garden up here in Kerrville, Texas, on Interstate 10, Sculpture Prayer Garden, on faith in God without debt. And each time that we need something, God miraculously provides. And so, yes, we have donors like Sherry and I have donated money and work in the artwork, but we have other people that have come in and donated their time, their money, their resources, their skills. And just most recently, we had the cameras, the security cameras. We've got the top-of-the-line now video security cameras that we placed all over the top of the garden so that it can watch people, and you can we'll be able to go to the website and actually dial it up on our website and get a picture of what God's doing at the garden at different locations on the garden, and it'll be live, and we'll have a garden that or have a camera that actually points to the center of the cross, And so you will be able to see people praying, and you can pray for them in real time. And you'll often see people drop to their knees. You'll see people crying. You'll see the power of God coming down on people. And but that's what's going to happen and is happening. But the cameras were pretty expensive. And by the grace of God, Bob Carey of STI Security donated all the cameras. And it's real funny how God set that divine appointment up. I just went in to get the car washed and detailed and cleaned my car, which has been dirty for about 8 years, and Sherry said,
that's
I'm going to ride in that car. You need to go get the thing really clean because I'm going to be riding on a trip.
It was so dusty, I couldn't breathe when we rode in the car.
Okay, so I said, yes, honey, I'll do it. So I go in, and I knew I was going to take a while to do this. I went to the local car wash and the detail place, and I've got a book there where I can read, and I'm sitting there in a lobby, and there's other people waiting for their cars to be done, and I hear one man talking to another man, just making small talk across the little room there, lobby, and finally I hear him say that he's has security cameras, and that's what his business is, and he watches oil rigs and stuff for the oil companies. So anyways, as he left, he pulled out his business card and handed it to this other man. When he walked out the door, the Holy Spirit said, get that card. So I asked the man, I said, hey, do you mind if I copy down what's on that card? Because we're with the garden, and we need some security cameras, and that sounds like that guy knows what he's talking about. So I just take the card. So anyways, I called this guy up, Bob Carey, and he's retired up there in Kerrville, but he still has a security business. And not only is he a Christian and was very interested in the garden project and supported it, but he'd been a security guard for years or bodyguard for Dr. Ed Young, the Second Baptist Church in Houston, past president of the Southern Baptist denomination. And he knew all about security, all about guns, all about cameras. And he said, I'd love to help you. And he said, I'll donate all my time and everything, and then I'll get you the cameras at cost. But then God, he shared the project with his supplier, Greg Allen, out of Houston, Ecotech. He shared what we were doing for Jesus, and Greg said, I want to donate all the cameras. So we got all this expensive video security system all donated.
Now, this is not an unusual story now. I mean, when you first started, this would be an unusual story.
Yeah.
But now, I've been around you long enough to hear these things over and over again.
Yeah.
Sherry, when he comes home with these stories, does anything surprise you anymore?
Not anymore.
He said, we're going to be walking on water here this next week. If Max came to me and said that, I said, all right, I'm ready. Where are we going?
So that's our miracle of the week here, Roy, this time.
Well, you and Sherry are here. Christmas is here. Yeah. What's the big deal?
Well, folks, you know, the big deal about Christmas, it's not Black Friday or any of those other things. You know, our world and our society has moved to a place where we think about, you know, ourselves. And a few of us hopefully think about other people, but it's kind of a commercial holiday to go buy stuff and give stuff away. So they've already, of course, for over a month, have been, you know, everybody in the world has been trying to sell stuff. I know that's the way the world is. That's how we eat. We sell artwork to make a living to eat. But it's not about, you know, it's not really a commercial holiday. It was created, and it's to honor the birth of Jesus Christ. And you know, he is a real person. He is God. He's not a baby anymore. And he's coming back on a white horse. And what people need to remember is the meaning of this holiday. And a lot of people that don't know him, of course, they can't understand that. But those of us that know him, we even tend to get lost in the shuffle, and we forget. And so it's a time to really reflect on the great and wonderful gift that God the Father gave us in the Son, Jesus Christ, who came in the form of a little baby, entered the world, and then grew up a sinless person. He lived as a human being, but he was sinless. And then at the right time, he, after living a life of power and miracles and signs and wonders, he then went to a cross and got crucified and died and was raised in 3 days. Now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. So that little baby in the manger, he is a warrior king now, and we need to remember that and know that he's coming back.
Max, this is not just a holiday based on mythology.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stories out there. I mean, there are a lot of stories and a lot of nice Christmas stories, and those are all nice. And then there's a lot of mythology all over the world that's all and fantasy, you know, Rudolph and the whole thing. That's all fun, snowmen. But if you miss the truth of Christmas, you've missed it all. And if you know the truth of Christmas, then literally this little baby that's now a king of kings can change everything. And it's real. So that's what the kids need to know, people need to know, It's not a myth. What's in the Bible is true. And because it's true, we can experience God in this life and in the next life.
Sherry, how do you know God is real?
Well, I know that He answers prayers. Whenever I pray to Him, He'll answer my prayers, and I know that He's answered them. To give you an example, when my parents were very, very old and they were still alive, they lived in the nice neighborhood, but eventually it became a very dangerous neighborhood. So I asked the angels, I asked God to put the angels all around them, just like link angels, so that nothing could come against them in any way or harm them. And right after that prayer, my daddy started hearing angels singing all these songs, and he could sing songs all the way to like the verse 5 of some of the songs, and he didn't even know the
Christian
words.
Christian hymns.
Yeah. And he didn't even know the words to them before, but then he was singing them, and this happened all day, every day, until the end of his life.
So I got the message across to you that God is real.
Yeah. And that's a fantastic miracle that she shared, because again, she was really worried about her elderly parents living down in Port Arthur, Texas, and there had been some crime in the neighborhood. And she said, please protect my mom and dad, God, with your angels. And suddenly her daddy, that was a carpenter and a craftsman, and he starts hearing these things, and he tells everybody. And I can remember coming in there and says, you hear that? We said, what? He said, the angel's singing. Listen to this song here. And he starts singing these songs that he'd never learned. And he'd sing these Christian hymns. And we were blown away. We got it all recorded on video, actually, mm-hmm. his testimony for the kids and the grandkids. And I remember I said, well, can you turn it on and off? And he said, yeah, I can just ask Jesus, turn the volume on, turn the volume down, and he could do it. But what it was there was they knew the presence of God and his angels was to protect Sherry's parents. And it was just a fascinating. I didn't know God would do that. But that's how he answered Sherry's mm-hmm. prayer. And that's just one reason she knows God is real.
Yeah. You're just now joining us. You're listening to Sherry and Max Greiner. And I have a question for both of you. Can Jesus be real to anyone, or do you have to go to a particular church? Sherry?
No, he's everywhere all the time, and he wants you to know that, and he wants you to know him. You can ask him to help you with all the things in your life, all of your cares and your worries and your problems. If you pray to him, he will even answer the small prayers that you ask. Even like if you can't find your car keys, or I've even asked if I could get like the first parking place next to a store, or like couldn't find a parking place anywhere, and then all of a sudden one would just suddenly come up. Just little bitty things like that. He's not too big. He's not too big to answer the little prayers too.
Max?
Yeah, and to answer that question too about the you have to go to a particular church? The answer is no. You don't go to a particular church. It's not about church. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Which is what the cross is about.
Which is what the cross is about, yeah. So anybody can come to Jesus. And it's not a membership in any particular.
And people need to know that anybody can come to this cross in Kerrville, because it has nothing to do with what church you go to.
Right, right. It's the scripture that's there and presented. And by the way, another little sign that God's real, Sherry doesn't know it, but right here on the side of her nose, the Shekinah Glory gold dust is forming right here in the studio. And so I know God is real, because he's putting the glory on my wife's nose right here that I can see sparkling like a piece of glitter.
Right. Are all Catholics going to heaven?
Okay, that's a good question. Sherry said, don't ask that question. No, let me tell you, that's a good question, because some people ask that and they need to know, including Catholics. The answer is not all Baptists are going to heaven. Not all Lutherans are going to heaven. Not all Presbyterians are going to heaven. Not all Pentecostals going to heaven.
So it'd be safe to say not all of any church is going to
heaven. That's exactly right. Because, see, what you have to have is a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Savior.
That's your ticket.
The Messiah. That's the ticket. And so the truth is, there are a lot of people out there doing religion in all the different churches, and they're doing it for different reasons. They're doing it for, that's the way they raise, or social things. But the truth is that Jesus is real, and you have to know him personally. And that
it's about the relationship.
It's about the relationship. And here at Christmas, you know, all you have to do is say, God, you know, show me who you are. I want to know. And Jesus will reveal himself to you.
Well, let's do this right now. Would you pray for the folks listening in here at Christmas time?
Sure. Lord, I just pray that everybody listening to this radio show right here at Christmas, that you will bless them. You will answer their prayers. You will reveal yourself to them. If they don't know you, they'll give their life to you. If they already know you, they'll be filled with your Spirit. They'll want all the gifts you have. Lord, then I pray that you'll meet the needs and there are a lot of wounded and hurting people and sick that are hearing this prayer. And I just pray healing come down right now in the name of Jesus Christ right here at Christmas, and that you'll heal, you'll touch, you'll restore, you'll fix what's broken, both physically and emotionally, psychologically. And I just ask for a miracle right here at Christmas for the people that are listening, and also for financial miracles, Lord, breakthroughs on finances too, and in relationships with family members and kids and parents and wives and husbands, that you'll just come into this situation. Lord, you were real, you were God, and we celebrate you and your life in us. We just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Max, if people are listening right now, they may want to get involved in some way with the cross. After all, it is Christmas. They may want to help you in some way or give you some resources or donate something. How do they reach you?
Yeah, well, you can go to the website, which is thecomingkingfoundation.org, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, or The Cross at Kerrville. But also, if you're in the sound of this voice, just come up and see us here at Christmas. Matter of fact, if you got some relatives you want to get rid of, just bring them up to the garden, drop them off at the handicap drop off, and come back and get them in about 3 hours. They'll be a whole lot better.
They'll be a lot happier.
They'll be a lot happier. Might be different folks. So if you've had enough of your relatives, come up and bring them to the cross in Kerrville, Texas, and get blessed. I promise Jesus is there every day, and he'll be happy to meet with you and bless you on your visit.
All right, Max, Sherry Griner, thanks for being with us. I'm Roy Holly. Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, Merry Christmas to all of you, and happy birthday to dear Jesus. Okay, here are our quotes. Carol B. from Kerrville, Texas, wrote in, "Inspiring, my husband and I took a friend visiting from South Carolina to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. She was very impressed and said it was better than going to a church service. She planned to tell her minister about it when she returned from her visit. The sculptures are beautiful. The verses on the perimeter of the garden are in English, Spanish, and German. Music is playing softly. There are permanent markers so that you can write a prayer request on a stone and place it among many other stones of prayer requests. The garden is a peaceful and tranquil place to spend a little time. This is a definite must-see. I don't think there's another place like it." And Austin Bobby from TripAdvisor wrote in, "You can't miss the giant-sized cross on the hill. The giant cross on the hill is just the most impressive sculpture of this amazing place. There are others, and they all come together for a great place to contemplate the many aspects of prayer and religious beliefs. It is free and a great experience for the family." Lauren Kay from TripAdvisor says, "Stop and think. This will make you stop and think what you are doing with your life. If you are feeling down, this will lift you up. If you're on a peak day, this will boost you higher. It is on I-10. Stop for 5 minutes, or you can even spend hours, and it is free." Pop Wolf from Texas says, "Very sacred place. Must see. If you want to feel close to God, come here. You can feel His Spirit. Volunteers are always available to pray with you." Jack Brandon from Georgetown, Texas said, "Thank you for your contribution to the kingdom, for providing such a place for worship, salvation, solace, and prayer." And Nancy from Father's House in Longview, Washington, stopped by and left this message. "Hi, Max. This money, the $200, come from a group of pastors who visited with you on October 5th. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us and share your story. God is so amazing. Blessings to you, your family, and team." Ken and Carol Lind from Spring Branch, Texas, had this to say. "Stopped after seeing a brochure at Ronnie Bach's RV. Wow, such an inspirational, God-centered setting." And my last one is anonymous, and they said, "May God continue to guide and bless all of your sacred efforts. Go forth with God and be blessed in your continuing work. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, and thank you, Jesus."
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Y.O. Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, yoranchhotel.com, that's yoranch.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.